Again tonight, I wanted to read a few verses over in Mark, the 14th chapter, and start at 32. I know we've heard these scriptures many times. Mark 14 and 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now, take your rest, it is enough. The hour is come, behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go, lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. You know, there's several things in there that the Lord told Peter to do, and the Lord talked to Peter a little bit in through there, and then at the end he said, rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. It's what's done is done. It's time for us to go now. But you know, during this time, the Lord had told Peter some things. He said first, he said, my soul, in verse 34, is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. You know, he told Peter, I want you to stay right here and I want you to watch. Peter, I want you to watch. You know, Peter probably wished later that he would have really listened to what the Lord said, because the Lord gave him some instruction. And then the Lord came back. And he said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? You know, he came back and he had told Simon, Simon, I want you to watch. Because he knew he was entering into a place that was going to be a very, very, very difficult place for Simon. Maybe the most difficult Simon ever faced in his life was right here. And so the Lord had told him. And then he came back and he told him again, could you not watch for 1 hour? You know, that word watch means to stay awake, to be vigilant, to be on your guard, in other words. That's what it means. And he said to Simon in 38, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And I want to talk to us a little bit tonight about the Lord's command there to watch, to be vigilant. Because I don't know what would have happened if Simon would have said, I'm not sleeping. I'm not even going to sit down. The Lord said, watch. I'm going to be on my guard here. He didn't know what lay ahead. The Lord had told him some things, but he didn't perceive it very well. He couldn't really recognize what the Lord was talking about. He said, oh, Lord, no, don't. I'll go with you unto death. He tried to talk the Lord out of such a thing as that he would be crucified, that he would give up his life. But yet it was in his future. And the Lord told him right here, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready. I want us to catch that word tonight. We know many times the spirit truly is ready. Many times we want to do the right thing, But we know that's not enough. There has to be a little more to be able to make it through. But he said, the flesh is weak. Simon realized, the flesh is weak. You better be on your guard. You better stay awake. Don't fall asleep right now. You know, I believe the Lord's telling us today, I want you to be awake. I want you to be on your guard. I want you to be vigilant. You know what? He says one place, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, the Lord wants us to be vigilant, to stay awake. We're in a time right now that even in the world, all around us, we're in a time that is unsettled. It's an unsettled time in the whole scope of things. And the Lord says, watch. I want you to be awake. I want you to be on your guard. I want you to be vigilant. Because we have some things that we want to keep hold of. You know, if the enemy is able, he'll come right in. If we're not watching, he'll come right in and steal the good things that we have. The good, strong faith and confidence in God that we might have had as a child. The enemy wants to come right in and steal that. You know, we don't have to let him have it. We don't have to be broken into and that disappear from our life. I believe the Lord wants our faith to grow all the way to the judgment. There's going to be times that it's severely tested. But the Lord tells us, watch and pray. Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. I know the Spirit is willing. I know your whole heart is to do the right thing. But listen, Simon, you better watch and you better pray, because the flesh is weak. I want to read a few other passages here where in Luke 12 and 39 is another place the Lord says to watch. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. You know, the Lord himself spoke this, and he spoke a little bit of truth here. He said, if the good man of the house, if the man that owns the place and lives there, would have known when the thief was going to come, he would have been prepared. You know, saints, we're keeping a house here. We're keeping a temple. And the Lord wants us to be diligent about keeping the doors to it and being diligent to watch. I'm thinking about some things tonight that the Lord doesn't want us to allow to get away from us. But I want to tell you something. It's not within our own power to maintain the things God has given us. The Lord gives. People accumulate in their houses, and they accumulate good things. In a moment, it can all disappear. You know, the devil would like to steal not only faith, but he wants to steal our convictions. You know, convictions are something, they're a godsend. I think about the good understandings that the Spirit of the Lord gives of purity and holiness, and how that reaches into all the areas of our life. You know, purity and holiness is not just a theme. It reaches into the things that we bring into our life, the things that we bring into our home. You know, if we're not watchful, the spirit of the world will come along and talk us out of those things. I know people today that it seems to me like a no-brainer. The things that we ought to know, we ought to just know that leads to impurity. That leads to people doing things they shouldn't do, and yet people don't realize at all, and they just call it a silly dress standard or something like that. They refer to it in such a light and frivolous way. I want to tell you, there is a reason that today in our country that there is so much impurity everywhere, so rampant. There's a reason that there's not commitment to relationships today. And there's some underlying things. I want to encourage us tonight. The Lord has given us some valuable things, but we better watch them. We better pray. We better keep diligent. Lord, I want to please you with all my heart. Lord, I want my life to be pure in your sight. And you know, when we start gauging it in that way, it's a different gauge than when we start saying, can I do this? Can I do that? What's wrong with this? It's a whole different gauge, isn't it? It's something the enemy will come in and sweep right out from under us if we're not careful. I call them valuables. I love the things that God has given us. They're valuables. We don't want to let them go. But Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, watch and pray. The spirit truly is ready. It truly is. But the flesh is weak. Better not underestimate it. Watch, therefore. You know, the scripture here in verse 40 says, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. You know, the Lord exhorts us to be ready at all times. To be ready and to be awake and to be ready for His return. He said there was, maybe we'll read that about in Matthew 25. I want to read a little bit of that. I know we've heard these verses many times, but it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 25, be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You know, I would say somebody was off their guard. Somebody wasn't wide awake to the business of the matter. They took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. And this is what Jesus says to us. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You know, he tells us to not let our good testimony before the Lord slip away. Don't let the oil slip out of our life. Don't try to come up to the judgment. You know, I think I'll take care of some things before I die. Let's be ready. The Lord said, Simon, watch. Simon, could you not watch for an hour? Could you not stay awake? You know what? Simon didn't pay the price to stay awake, did he? He went ahead and slept. His flesh was weak. He wanted to. He truly wanted to. We can truly want to. But we're going to have to do more than want to. We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to pay the price to stay awake. I believe Simon could have said, the Lord told me to stay awake. And he spoke again to me. You know what? This is important. I've got to stay awake. I really personally believe that we're nearing the end of this time of times. I look at what's happening and it just looks like things are shaping up for the Lord's return. I don't know when that's going to be, but you know, I want to be ready. I don't want the enemy to steal my awakeness. I don't want him to steal my vigilance, that my life is ready. I'm clean. I'm ready to go today. Are we ready to go today? Do we have some things that we need to clear up and take care of? You know, the Lord says, wake up, watch, and pray. Don't let that day come upon you unawares. We don't have to do that. You know, I was thinking about some other things that the enemy, if we're not careful, will steal from us. You know, the Lord gives great peace to His, He has great peace to give to His people. You know, the devil would like to steal that peace. Because I believe this, if people are happy, if people have peace and confidence inside, if they have joy in their life, it's going to be hard to turn them away. It really is. The enemy works of any enemy works best when there's a vacuum there. Well, you know, the peace that God gives us, the enemy would like for us to fix our eyes on what's going on in this world. He'd like us to fix our eyes on what's going on in our life. He likes to fix our eyes on what's going on around us. Maybe in the church that we... You know what? That's the devil. Watch. Watch. Keep our prayers vigilant. Keep our prayers strong. Keep our contact with God. Keep our place with the Lord. Don't let the devil steal that. The devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he devours first. I'll get their peace. I'll get their joy so that they aren't enjoying what they... It's kind of a... They're always agitated. And then I'll slip in and offer them something else. That's the way the devil works. But the Lord wants us to have some things. Guard them. God gives them to us. They're good things of God. Don't let the enemy have them. Our sweet and godly spirit... I want us to think about that just a little bit tonight. You know, that is a precious treasure. To me, I count that as something from God. A sweet and a gentle spirit that the Lord gives, it's a blessing. It's a blessing everywhere it goes. It'll be a blessing to our children. It'll be a blessing to us too and to those around us. Don't let the enemy swipe that from us. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, we're exhorted again. Paul writes here, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong." You know, that all these words, watch, are the same Greek word. The same thing, be awake, be on our guard, be vigilant. And so Paul says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. The word says, stand fast in the faith. You know, I was thinking about another thing that is so valuable to us that the enemy would like to take. He would like to take the simplicity of our trust in God. You know where that comes from? It comes from a life that's connected to the Lord. Where that we begin to trust Him. Lord, I believe You're going to take care of my life. I believe You're going to take care of everything that comes into my life. You know, when we start following that path diligently, and we guard that treasure, you know what a help that is to us through life? You know what a help it is to have peace when we see heavy things coming, when we really trust in God? Don't let the devil steal that from you. Don't let the enemy slip in when we're unwatchful and take those things. I was thinking about a few other things, our attitudes, which we kind of mentioned there. Our desires are the doctrine in our life. You know, we want to guard those things. Is that all there is? That isn't all there is, but it's certainly a part of the good things of God. And we want to guard them. We want to guard them. And all we have to do is become disconnected from our daily contact with God, and we won't understand the things of God after that. That's all we have to do. If we allow ourselves to not watch and quit ourselves like men and pray and follow after the Lord, we will never have spiritual understanding. No matter how bad we want to, the enemy will have a place there that he can slip in on us. Just maybe a few more thoughts here. I have a lot tonight. But I was thinking about another thing, praise. Don't let the devil steal our praise. Every time the Lord does something for us, turn back again and thank Him. How many times did we ask Him for it? 100 times? Let's don't thank Him 2 or 3 times. Let's give Him praise. The Lord has done some glorious things in our lives, and we've seen it. Let's give Him praise for it. Don't let the devil steal our praise. It's a valuable. But if we don't watch it, if we don't watch, if we're not on our guard, do you know what the enemy will do? He'll come in and make us focus on something that isn't done. Something that we wish was different. Something we don't understand. And you know, it just takes a little of that to steal the praise and the worship to the Lord that He really wants us to have. You know how valuable praise is to the Lord when it's true praise? When it's thanksgiving coming out of our heart? I remember one time on a New Year's Eve gathering, a bunch of us were out by Brother Tommy's house on Seward Road, and this was 1980-something, early 80s. And I remember how the Lord began to come down, and the Spirit of the Lord began to work, and there was such a joy and rejoicing. And you know, conviction seized upon people. That's when Leah Husky Wilson, that's when she got saved. As far as I know, she's been saved ever since. But you know what that came from? It came when people were worshiping the Lord and giving praise to the Lord and thanksgiving. And that full heart and that conviction that followed, there was about 3 or 4 that got saved that night. Just fell under conviction. We just looked around. All of a sudden, people were weeping and crying. You know, if the enemy can just get us to focus in on whatever it is, you know, you'll always have a problem. You'll always have something that's not perfect. Will we focus on it, or will we be diligent? And will we stay awake and focus on those things that God wants us to focus on? Just another scripture or two here. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, I guess I quoted this. First Peter 5 and 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." You know, this word vigilant right here is exactly the same Greek word as the other words that we read that were watch, were termed watch in our language. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Saints, we have wonderful, many, many wonderful blessings, and I thank God for them. And we feed from many of those good things that God has done. Let's don't let the enemy take any of them. But there's something we've got to remember. The Spirit truly, truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And I know that was before the Holy Spirit came, but the flesh is still something we got to watch for. And if we're not careful, we will focus on what the flesh wants. We'll go to sleep. The flesh is sleepy. The flesh is tired. We'll focus on the trouble instead of those things that God wants us to focus on. The Lord would like for us to quit you like men. Stand up in the face of the enemy. Take our time to pray to the Lord. And don't let the enemy steal that time. Don't let the enemy steal it with his ideas, with his trouble, and trouble our mind. The Lord has given us many precious blessings, and we thank God for it. Amen.